So wrapping up for now, the quadrant. What an E has is a job. They have a job. An S owns a job. And a B quadrant person owns a system. And I quadrant people, your investors, invest in systems. In other words, a piece of real estate is a system of systems, a house, roof, things like this. Or they invest in a B quadrant's business of systems. One of the reasons it's hard for the E and the S to become rich is because investors generally don't invest in them. In other words, a doctor may have a practice, but to sell that practice, they often have to sell it to another doctor. Whereas a B quadrant person has a stock market or the real estate market via which to sell product into, which is a bigger market. The bigger the market, the more money there is in it. The other part about the E and the S side is that the E and the S side is physical, P-H-Y-S-I-C-A-L. It's physical labor. They have to work hard. On the right side, the B and the I side, is fiscal, F-I-S-C-A-L, or financial leverage. So the reason the E and the S side has a hard time getting rich also is that it's finite because it's physical, but on the right side, it's infinite. It can keep expanding, keep expanding, keep expanding. That's one of the reasons my rich dad said to start on the B and then eventually become an I, and that was his career path for me. So what I say to people, again, is take baby steps. Don't try and do this all at one time. You know, I said the basic starts with three piggy banks. Can you get up every morning and manage your money that well? You get up every morning and say, I'm going to be a rich person. I'm going to put a dollar a day per bank or 10 cents a day per bank and do that for 90 days, but actually do it for the rest of your life. If you do that, you're going to the fiscal side, F-I-S-C-A-L. You're training your brain to say that it's important for me to be rich. I'm going to be a good money manager. Because that's what it takes to be a B or an I. The other part about it is keep it simple. You know, keep your daytime job, but start investing part-time or start building a business part-time. Don't do something silly. Another part is underachieve. Don't try and overachieve. That's like if I went to the gym today and tried to, you know, work out for 6 hours, I wouldn't work out for the next 6 years because the pain would be so intense. So many people think that, well, I'm going to get up and I'm going to work really hard and get into it. What I say is take baby steps. One little step at a time, take your time, underachieve. If you underachieve, you'll eventually expand into it and keep overachieving as you expand your reality. Another thing that holds many people back from making that start is they think they have to be smart. And I want to say this to all of you right now. I am very serious when I laugh and say my rich dad said I belonged in the B quadrant simply because I was poor in school, I wasn't very smart, I'm not very competent, and I'm basically lazy. He said, if you're going to be in the B quadrant or the I quadrant, you really are not going to work that hard anyway. If you're not that smart, it's really an advantage. Because if you're not that smart, then you'll hang out with people who are smarter than you, E's and S's who are much smarter than you. And if you're willing to be a little humble and listen, you'll do very well. But if you have the idea that you have to be, you know, King Kong or Albert Einstein or Donald Trump or, you know, you have to be the wizard, then you're not going to learn anything because you have to be the smartest. So for those of you out there who are saying, well, I can never do that because I'm not that smart, then that's an advantage. You know, when the school teacher said to me, you're not that smart, my rich dad said, make that an advantage. And I've never been that smart. You know, I just hang out with very smart people. I collect the data from my accountants, my attorneys, my stockbrokers, my real estate brokers, my financial planners, my insurance agents, and I compile that data, then I make my decision. People who are smart generally operate on their own. So they actually have less data. They make more off-the-wall decisions. So one of the biggest things I learned was you don't have to be smart. You don't have to be that brilliant. You just have to be willing to listen to smart people. And that's probably one of my greatest successes is I hang out with smart people, and that's how I learn so much. If I do all the talking, I don't learn that much. But by hanging out with my accountant and my attorney, who will be part of this series anyway, what I'll be bringing to you are the people that help me get smart. I don't have to be that smart, and neither do you.